number two. And they got the lights out here. Hayden Edwards, number three, who is Corbin Teague. Number five, the other number there, that is Hammock, one of the two Hammock brothers. Other starter, number 22, that is Brendan Birch. And number 30, and that is Ty Lawrence. I mentioned earlier the Thayer Bobcats and the Melbourne Bearcats played once already this year. That was earlier this season over at Melbourne, and the Thayer Bobcats won that game 54-51. And if you listen, remember, Melbourne just missed a shot at the buzzer that would have tied that game and sent it into overtime. That was after the Thayer Bobcats had built a pretty sizable lead. Melbourne didn't give up. Matter of fact, they led 45-36 going into the third quarter. They led 32-21 at the half, and Melbourne made a big comeback. And Melbourne's got a player that they just got back from the injury list, a young man by the name of Tanner Williams. He is one of their guards. He will not get the start tonight, but he will play some. He's coming off of a broken ankle. All right, teams have been announced. Both teams are on the sidelines, getting a little last-minute pep talk from their coaches, and we're ready. Semifinal game number one of the Maverick Division of the Bad Boy Mower, Ronnie Brogdon Classic here in Highland, Arkansas. And look across the way, a lot of Bobcat fans are here for the game this afternoon. Of course, the winner moves on to the championship tomorrow. The loser will play in the third-place game tomorrow. And as of right now, we don't know what time those games will be. I know they were having a meeting earlier to make that determination, but we have not been informed yet. I would assume they will do that here in the next little bit. That'll be Devin Harrington to step into the center circle, jumping up for the Thayer Bobcats. Ty Lawrence to jump it up for Melbourne. Tip is up and controlled by the Thayer Bobcats. Here we go. Easton Pitts had a good night against Melbourne, scored 17 in that win over at Melbourne. He's got the ball out front, looking for the lob to Harrington. He brings it down, goes back up, and dunks it. Dr. Duncanstein with dunk number one. He had six against Melbourne in that game over at Melbourne earlier this year. Thayer Bobcats jump out to a 2-0 lead. Melbourne working the ball around the perimeter, got it down low for Lawrence. Lawrence back outside. They are trying to guard against the perimeter shot. Here's a pass inside for Hammett. He couldn't bring it. He couldn't get the shot to go down, but a foul on the rebound. Going to be called on Cooper Clark of the Thayer Bobcats. And they're going to call it on the shot. Ooh, they're going to call it on the shot. Anyway, Hammett, number five. Malcolm Hammett, big senior, will go to the line, shoot the free throw. First one is no good. Malcolm Hammett, 6'5", 200-pound senior. Big kid. Number two out there, Hayden Edwards, also a big kid. 6'3", a senior, weighs 180. The second free throw is up, and it's good. So Hammett gets one of two, and it's a 2-1 Thayer Bobcat lead just underway here in Highland, Arkansas. Pitts will bring ball up the floor. Looks like a little man-to-man defense. Yeah, a little man-to-man. Here the ball goes to Cooper Clark for Thayer. He penetrates into the lane, puts up a soft shot. No good. Rebound bowling around and controlled by Melbourne. Here come the Bearcats. Hammett going all the way to the rack. Gets his shot blocked, but we're going to get a foul call. Easton Pitts and Hollis Deckard were both there, and they're going to call this one on Deckard. Number 21, Hollis is going to be called for his first foul of the game and going to the free throw line. Again, number five, Malcolm Hammett, and the first free throw this time is good. So Hammock with 2 points, 2 for 3 from the free throw line so far. He is set to shoot another. It's up, looks good, and rattles home. So Hammock, 3 free throws, and Melbourne on top now, 3-2. And just underway here in Highland, Arkansas. Thayer, the number one seed, coming in with a record of 6-1. Melbourne, by the way, coming into today, 10-3 on the year. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Into the lane goes Prince, gets it back outside. Now gone to the baseline for Clark. Clark sees the cutter in the lane. That is Prince. Couldn't hang on, but Clark is there to scoop up the loose ball. Kicks it out to Hollis Deckard for three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound volleyed up and around, taken by Pitts. Easton steps into a three ball. It's good. And one. Easton Pitts hits a three. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And will go to the free throw line to try and complete a 3- or 4-point play for the Thayer Bobcats. Foul for Melbourne was on Malcolm Hammock. His first team foul against Melbourne. And the free throw for Easton Pitts. The senior is up and good. Easton off to a good start. He's got 4 early. 6.5 minutes to go first quarter. Thayer up 6-3. Melbourne walking up the floor. They're going to pick up on that 2-3 zone. Really sagging it down in the middle with Harrington. Here's a long cross-court pass tipped by the Bobcats and saved from out of bounds by Decker. No, the official says they got out of bounds. Brandon Prince did a nice job to get a hand on that ball. Decker diving out of bounds trying to save it. Couldn't. Melbourne will get it back. And a fresh 35 on the play. Never understood why they get a fresh 35 when the defense. Now they run it back to 28. All right, they did run it back to 28. So Melbourne will inbound the ball. Got it out front for number three, Colin Teague. Teague goes to the left side to Edwards. Now down in the corner. Back out to Edwards on the wing. Edwards. Edwards now crosses down into the corner. Trying to get it back. Gives the ball up for Lawrence. Lawrence gives in the corner. Three-point shot is up and good. Number 22. Birch hits the three for the Melbourne Bearcats. Excuse me. We're tied at six here in Highland. Thayer and Melbourne in a good one. Thayer to basketball. A little backdoor cut to Harrington. Couldn't hang on. Has to give it up. Gets it back in the corner. Little dribble drive. Gives out to Prince. Prince down the left side of the lane. Throws up a fadeaway jumper. That's no good. Cooper Clark runs down the rebound. Gives it out to Pitt. Easton. A little shake and bake on top. Looking to penetrate. Goes to the baseline. A little fadeaway jumper. No good. Harrington with a tip. That wouldn't go down. He's going to get, a foul called on the Melbourne Bearcats. And the foul is going to be on Hammock, number five for Melbourne, and that's trouble. Malcolm Hammock. We had 13 points in the game last time these two met. In trouble with two fouls early, just 2.5 minutes into the game. First free throw for Devin Harrington is up and no good. Devin has not scored yet, misses that free throw. Substitution, number 20 checking into the game now. That is Cale Bray for Melbourne. Second free throw up for Harrington. It's good. Devin Harrington now with 3 points in the ball game. And Thayer back up by one with 5:22 to go in the first quarter. By the way, number 11, Tanner Williams checked in the ball game. He gives inside for Edwards. Edwards jump, shoot, no good. Rebound, Harrington. Harrington leads the break, gets it up to Brandon Prince, takes it all the way down to the baseline. Gives it back to Harrington around the horn to Deckard Hollis. Or Hollis Deckard, I'm sorry. Now the pitch and back to Prince. To Cooper Clark, he'll hand it right back to Pitts, and the Bobcats will restart the offense with 19 on the shot clock. Harrington, left side to Prince on the wing. Looks inside, nobody open, gives to Harrington. Harrington trying to penetrate, gets cut off by the defense. Ball comes loose, Pitts has got it. Little shake and bake down the baseline, puts up the shot, and it's good. Easton Pitts with 6 points early. I mentioned he had 17 last time these two teams played. Harrington had 23. The only Bobcats in double figures that night. Melbourne with it again, down by three. Out on top is Teague. Gives over to Williams. Williams' pass is going to be deflected and now stolen by Easton Pitts. Pitts fires a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Comes right back to it. He'll give it a corner to Harrington for three. It's good. Devin Harrington knocks it home from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And Coach Logan Bailey wants a timeout for Melbourne. 12-6. Thayer with a lead, 4:13 to go in the first quarter. We're back to Highland in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
And we're back here at the A.L. Huston Center in Highland, Arkansas. The Thayer Bobcats and the Melbourne Bearcats playing in the semifinals of the Bad Boy Ronnie Brogdon Classic. Thayer Bobcats have run out to a 12-6 lead in the first 4 minutes of the first quarter. A couple of three-point shots have given them that lead. And here's Melbourne with a basketball coming out of the timeout. Williams had it. Gives up in the corner to Bray. Bray all the way around the horn it goes. And now back to the top for Teague. Teague right side to Edwards. Edwards looking to drive the baseline. Harrington cuts him off. He'll kick it back out. They are much better guarding against the three ball. Here's a three shot out of the corner. That was no good for Brunner. Well, Birch, Brennan Birch from Melbourne, and the Thayer Bobcats control the rebound. Thayer with the ball up by six. They lob it to the high post for Cooper Clark. Back to the basket, turn, gives to Harrington. Harrington moves off the screen, back to Pitts. Easton, back and down to defender, now turns right, shoots and scores. Easton has been red hot tonight. He's got 8 in the first quarter. And Thayer leads it now by 8 with 3 minutes and change to go in the first quarter. Melbourne with the ball in the right corner. He'll kick it out on top for Teague. Teague trying to dribble away from the defense. And the ball poked away. Got it back near midcourt. Now they go on the left corner to Williams. Williams will give it outside. Three ball is up. Good for Hayden Edwards. Hayden Edwards with a three. That's the second made three-pointer for Melbourne in the game. Their only field goals have come from behind the 19-foot nine mark. Three free throws added to that. Makes it 14-9. Thayer up by 5. Harrington with the ball out front. He'll give it over to Pitts on the left side. Now to Prince and back to Pitts. Easton looking to penetrate. Trying to step through a double team. Gives it back outside. He's called for a travel. Yeah, I thought if he would have went ahead and went up with a shot, he would have been okay, but he stopped and came back the other way. Well, that's a travel on Easton Pitts, and the Thayer Bobcats will turn it over with 2.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 5-point lead for the Bobcats. Island working around the perimeter. Out on top is Teague. He's going to pull up with a jumper. That one's off the rim. No good. Harrington with another rebound. And the Thayer Bobcats want to fly. Harrington right up the middle of the floor. Bounces it to Cooper Clark. Back to Harrington on a little give and go, and the defense was there to knock it away. Good defensive play by number 2, Hayden Edwards. He saw what was about to happen. That was going to be a pass to Harrington cutting down the middle of the lane for a monster jam. Said, not this time, big fella. And the Thayer Bobcats inbound the ball. Oh, and then they threw it away. Inbounded to Harrington. Pitch was coming off the screen. Harrington tried to hit him with a pass, and it went behind him and out of bounds. So Thayer with a turnover on the second straight possession. And Melbourne, down 5, needs a bucket. He gets the ball to Teague. He goes to the elbow, and it poked away. Gets it back in the lane. Elevates to the jumper. It's good. Colin Teague. This first bucket of the game, that makes it a 3-point game, 14-11. Thayer with the basketball and the lead. Cooper Clark with it, down on the baseline, kicks it out to Deckard. Hollis moves in the lane, back outside for Brandon Prince. Now to Deckard, off to Harrington for a three. No, we got a whistle and a foul before the shot. It's going to be an offensive foul on Brandon Prince. Went hard into the lane, tried to stop when he made the pass, and he ran right over the defender. Brandon Prince called for the offensive foul. That'll be team foul number 3 on Thayer. A minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Melbourne swinging it around the perimeter of the 2-3 zone defense. Got it to Tanner Williams. Into the lane, looking for the shot. No. Gives it up in the corner. Here's a 3-ball by Teague, and it's good. Colin Teague has scored 5 straight points for Melbourne, and we're tied at 14 with 1 minute 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Easton Pitts walks it up across half court for Thayer. Gives to Hollis Deckard. Bobcats cut through the lane. Nobody open. He'll give it up now to Clark. Off the pitch. A long three for Easton is up. Bounces off the rim, over the backboard, out of bounds. So Melbourne now the chance to gain the lead. They led at one time 3-2 in this game. Thayer built a 6-point lead at one point. Melbourne has come back to tie it and have the ball with 51 seconds to go. 25 on the shot clock. Out on top. They get it now. Going inside, ball is poked away by the defense. We're going to get a foul call. That'll be on Hollis Deckard. Deckard called for his second foul in the early going. Fourth team foul on the Bobcat with 42 seconds to go in the first quarter. Melbourne inbound. They bring it in way out front to Tanner Williams. Williams leaned on the right side for Edwards. Now Teague in the corner. Back out to Edwards. Edwards right down the middle of the lane, all the way to bucket. Misses the shot. Rebound Harrington. Bobcats on the run. 31 on the game clock, 29 on the shot clock. That is to Deckard in the corner. Bounces it to Harrington inside, looking to make a power move. It's up and good over the front of the rim. Devin Harrington with a tough shot. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and a Thayer Bobcat. Back up by 2 with 14 seconds left as Melbourne brings it across the timeline. First quarter action here at the Bad Boy Roller, Ronnie Brogdon Classic. And here goes Teague all the way down the lane. Thayer didn't get anybody back defensively to stop him. He has scored 7 straight. Here's a half-court shot for Thayer at the buzzer. No good. At the end, the one quarter of play. Thayer 16. Melbourne 16. We'll be back to the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland, Arkansas, the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Classic, and, well, we got a dandy going right now, Thayer Bobcats and the Melbourne Bearcats, round 2 here in the semifinals of the tournament in the Maverick Division, which is the lower division. And we're tied at 16 at the end of one quarter, and Melbourne will have the ball to open up the second stanza. Melbourne swinging around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. They go to Williams on the right side. Tanner Williams, strong cross court, got the ball to a shooter. And the shot is up and no good for Birch. And a rebound taken by Harrington for Thayer. Devin brings up the floor, swings it on the right side to Brandon Prince. Now the pit coming off the screen at the top of the key. And we'll reset the offense here. We're down to 23 on the shot clock. Harrington goes out top to Riley White, who checked in place of Hollis Decker. Now Prince with it on the left side in the right corner for Riley White. Riley. Ooh, trying to hand it off, and the ball is deflected by Williams. White gets it back. Goes to Cooper Clark. Clark at the high post. Down to 3 seconds on the shot clock. Harrington fires it to the buzzer. It's good. Devin Harrington with a three. His second three-pointer of the night. That's brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And Thayer back up by 3 here. 1 minute into the second quarter. Melbourne got the ball down in the left, right corner. Back out on top for Edwards. He'll let one fly, and it's good. Aiden Edwards with his second three-pointer of the game. He's got 6, so we're tied at 19 again. Thayer working around the offense. Out to Riley White on the left side. Out to Harrington. Now to Prince. High post to go to Cooper Clark. He turns and travel with the basketball. Ooh, Bobcats have had a number of turnovers here in the first half. I believe that's 4 already in the game. And Melbourne comes the other way with a chance to gain the lead. Bearcats. Walking up with number 30, Ty Lawrence. He's got it on the right side. He is in the corner. Now, a long baseline pass got to Williams. That shot up out of the corner. No good. And the rebound controlled by Prince for Thayer. Long pass up the floor intended for Harrington. Defense got there to knock it out of bounds. It's a good thing, or Harrington was taking that thing, and it would have been a thunder dunk by Dr. Duncanstein. Bobcats inbound the ball into the backcourt for Easton Pitts. Counting down to 6 minutes to go in the first half. Score tied at 19. Good ball game. Thayer with it out top. Pitch goes all the way to the left side wing on the dribble drive. Now looking to do a little shake and bake. Goes down to the baseline. Ducks under the defense. Shoots the floater. It's no good. Rebound volleyed up. Harrington brings it in and scores for Thayer. Devin Harrington now with 13 first half points for Thayer. Remember, he had 22 in the first half alone yesterday. Did not play in the second half. And here's a three ball for Melbourne. It goes down again. Aiden Edwards with his third three-pointer in the first half, and Melbourne takes the lead 22-21 with 5:33 to go in the first half. Thayer with the ball. They go to Cooper Clark. Makes the pass in the middle. Gives it back out to Pitts. Easton, look at the drive. Hanged in the air. Shoots off the window. No. And we got a whistle and a foul that we called on the Thayer Bobcats on the rebound. They're going to get Brandon Prince for the foul. Hey, foul number 2 on Brandon. First team foul here in the second quarter against the Thayer Bobcat. And Brandon Prince checks out of the game. Heath Combs will check in for the first time tonight for Thayer. Bobcats trying to get a line defensively. They do. Melbourne comes the other way with the ball. Number 3 with it. Teague into the front court. Takes it to the top of the key. Gives it up. Gets it back. Goes to Williams. Now into the corner for Kimbrell. Kimbrell back outside. Kimbrell just checked into the ballgame. I'm sorry, number 23 in there. That's Caraway. Back outside the tee. Shot clock down to 12. Melbourne looking for an opening. Here, Tanner Williams going to the baseline. Shot and block, and then goes in. It'll be a bucket for Tanner Williams, number 11. Got it up off the backboard. Harrington went up to block it, but he got it after it hit the glass. That's the goaltending. It went in anyway. But the goaltending was called. 4:45 to go here in the first half. Melbourne up by three. Bayer with the ball. Trying to go down inside for Riley White. Makes the catch right on the baseline. Now steps away with a dribble. Passes to the high post. Cooper Clark. Turnaround jumper from 15. No good. Harrington with a rebound. Lost the handle. Loose on the floor. And Melbourne's got it. Teague leading the break. It's a 3-on-4 for Melbourne. Teague draws the foul. It's going to be on Easton Pitt. Easton going to be called for the foul. That'll be his first of the game. 6 fouls being called against Thayer in the first half. 2 on Melbourne. Melbourne running in, malplay, got into Hammock. Hammock kicked it back outside for Lawrence. He gives up in the corner to Williams, and he traveled with the basketball. Williams going to make a quick move down the baseline, shuffle the feet before he got the dribble down. Thayer will take it after the Melbourne turnover. And the Thayer Bobcats will walk up the floor and give us an opportunity to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters like Big D's Barbecue, LLC, and Catering and Thayer, American Family Insurance, Jesse Tucker in West Plains, and Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains. Thayer running the offense here, down to 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. Cooper Clark at the high post, gives it out to Pitts. Bounces it to Harrington, just outside the lane. Steps in the lane, little floaters, up and good. Devin Harrington with 15 in the first half, 15 of Thayer's 23. Melbourne maintains the lead with 3:46 to go in the half. Bearcats got the ball in the corner. Three ball is up. That one's no good. Long rebound taken by Heath Combs for Thayer. Bobcats chance to regain the lead here with 3:36 to go. Pitts looking to bounce it and try to pass with one hand. That almost never works. And the pass is kicked out of bounds. Substitution now for Melbourne. Number 2, Edwards. Hayden Edwards back in the ballgame. Number 3 back in the ballgame as well. That's Colin Teague. Thayer Bobcats maintain possession. 20 seconds on the shot clock. As they run the offense on the right side. Harrington, we can get rid of it. Oh, tried to get it to Cooper Clark. It's stolen by Hammett. Bobcats have just been careless with the ball today. Melbourne's been super aggressive defensively. That's been our difference here so far. Not to mention red-hot shooting from the three-point line for Melbourne. There's a cross-court pass from Edwards. Intended for his teammate, and he threw that one all the way across the court and into the second row of the bleachers. So a turnover on Melbourne. Thayer making a substitution. Jaden Belcher, the big 6'4 freshman, checks into the game for Thayer. He had a good game against Melbourne. Down at Melbourne, he scored 8, his best game with the varsity so far this year. Thayer Bobcats with the ball down by 1, 24-23. Harrington on top. Gives it over to Riley White. Riley back out top to Harrington. Now back over to Pitts. Now Belcher in the corner. Gives it back to Pitts. 14 on the shot clock. Easton pulls up at the elbow. Oh, I thought he had a cutter in the lane. The cutter stopped. And Melbourne comes out with the ball. Hayden Edwards all the way down the floor. Takes it all the way to the rack. Shot partially blocked. Rebound comes down to Belcher. Belcher races up the right sideline. Gives to Cooper Clark. Coop going to the basket. He lays it up and in. Cooper Clark for the 22-foot drive to the bucket. And Thayer back on top, 25-24 with 2:14 to go in the half. And there's almost a steal by Clark as Melbourne tried to make a long pass up the sideline. Clark in good anticipation. Looked like he was blocking one of those passes from a quarterback back during the football season, which he did better than anybody that's ever played at Thayer, at least in the last 43 years. Melbourne with the ball off the inbound. Shot is up. No good. Belcher with another rebound for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats on the quasi-break. Pitt trying to shake a defender on the dribble. And now starts the offense from out between the circles. Bounces it to Cooper Clark at the elbow. Back over to Pitt. Fakes the three. Moves off the screen. Goes down to the baseline. Elevates. 17-footer. No, they're going to call him for a travel. Second time tonight, Easton's trying to make a move and being called for a travel. And Thayer will turn it over with a 1-point lead, 1:41 to go in the first half. Melbourne with the ball. They bounce it down low. Now got a cutter in the lane. That is Edwards. He turns, shoots. Shot is blocked by Harrington. They're going to call another goaltending on Harrington. The first one I agreed with, that one I didn't agree with. Yeah, that one, I don't think so. But anyway, they did call it, and the 2 points will go, who shot it? 22, trying to find out, oh, 122. Number two, yep, Aiden Edwards with a shot. And, yeah, don't think that was, but it got called anyway. So Melbourne back on top after the second goaltending call tonight on Harrington. It's 26-25. Thayer with the ball. Down by one. Minute 18 to go in the first half. Bobcats get out the pitch. Easton opened the game red hot. Hadn't scored a while. Now he goes to the bucket. Puts one up too hard. Rebound comes off to Riley White. We get a hell ball, and the possession belongs to the Thayer Bobcats with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. I think Coach Pitts wanted a foul on that call. And Melbourne's only been called for two in the entire first half. And here's Pitts on the inbound. The ball stolen by Melbourne. And then a foul on Easton Pitts trying to get it back. Yep. Frustration foul for Easton. Easton's had a little stretch here where he has not played well and I think starting to get to him. He tried to throw that inbound pass and was deflected by the face guards. And then Pitts trying to get it back just reached out and clipped him on the ankles and knocked him down. Second foul on Easton. And Melbourne with the ball and a one-point lead. Minute three to go. In the first half, they'll have to shoot. They will get the ball back with some time on the clock. Melbourne with it. Ty Lawrence in the corner for Teague. His three-pointer is good. Teague with 10 points in the first half for Melbourne on his second made three-pointer. And Thayer down by four with the ball here. 40 seconds to go. In the first half, Bobcats needing points. They haven't scored in a while. Here's Easton Pitts trying to penetrate. Gets cut off. Gets the ball to Harrington. To the free throw line. Back out to Belcher. Belcher back to Pitts. Looking to step into a three. The defense is right there. Easton making a move. Brings it over to Belcher. 9 seconds. Here's Harrington. Seven on the shot clock. Harrington deep three. No good. Rebound to the Melbourne Bearcats. Excuse me. And Teague into the front court within 11 seconds on the clock. Into the lane goes Edwards. Kick it back outside, now down in the corner. And back outside, three ball is up and good for the Melbourne Bearcats. Malcolm Hammett with his first field goal of the game. He's got 6 points in the first half, and the Melbourne Bearcats lead the Thayer Bobcats 32-25. A big second quarter for Melbourne as the Thayer Bobcats went stone cold. From the floor, Melbourne really started heating it up. Again, Melbourne with a lead, 32-25 here at the half over the Thayer Bobcats at the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland. We'll be back to the big the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Classic in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's football, basketball, and hunting season, so everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pete's Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8. Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9. Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday. All-day buffet every day. Pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, they have it all. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at PeteSinn.com. It's the Pete's Inn of Thayer.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Back at the A.L. Hutson Center, our halftime of our contest between the Thayer Bobcats and the Melbourne Bearcats. Melbourne with a lead at the half, 32-25, as they outscored Thayer 16-9 in the second quarter. And Melbourne, as we mentioned in the pregame, they might be the most three-point shootingest team around. They have hit 7 three-pointers in the first half. Thayer, as a team, has only hit 2. So you take 5 times 3, that's 15 of their points, and they lead by 7. So Thayer need to find some perimeter shooting if they're going to keep up with these fast-charging Melbourne Bearcats. Welcome to our halftime report, powered by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. We'll say thanks to some of our Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game this afternoon. They include the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Street, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, along with Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting of Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic, and the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Just some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. All right, the winner of this game moves into the championship tomorrow, and the loser will play for third place tomorrow afternoon. And still, we do not know as of yet when those games will be played, but we will let you know as soon as we find out. I think we will know by the time this game is over. All right, the Thayer Bobcats again trail at the half, 32-25. We were tied at 16 at the end of the first quarter. And again, Melbourne outscoring Thayer 16-9 in the second quarter, and they hold the lead here at the intermission. Take another break. We'll be back more of the Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Don't let a weak battery leave you stranded on these colder days. Have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is key to keeping you going down the road safely. At Don's, their routine maintenance services include oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, cooling system, and freeze protection checked, and a lot more. And if you need tires, there's rebates up to $200 on select sets right now. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have been outshot to the three-point line, 7-2 in the first half, and they trail by 6. Actually, they trail by 7, 32-25. Let's run down the first half scoring. Again, Thayer and Melbourne. Melbourne with the lead at the half, 32-25. For the Melbourne Bearcats, they're led in the scoring department by Hayden Edwards. He's hit 3 of those three-pointers. He's got 11 points in the game. 2 threes for Big Colin Teague. He's got 10 points in the game. 6 points for Malcolm Hammock. He didn't get to play a whole lot in the first half. He got some early foul trouble. And the big kid for Melbourne has scored 6 points, 3 free throws, and a three-pointer. There's a three-pointer by Brendan Birch and a two for Tanner Williams. For the Thayer Bobcats, they're led by Devin Harrington. Devin got off to a great start. He has 15 here in the half. And a great start also for Easton Pitts. He had 8 points in the first quarter. Easton did not score in the second, and 2 points for Cooper Clark. This is a very active Melbourne team defensively. They've been playing a little man-to-man, and it's given the Bobcats fits here tonight. Bobcats with six turnovers in the first half of the game. And we'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, and they include the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company of Thayer, Forstlers in Thayer and Ash Flat, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, the Thayer Walmart, Park Hometown Fresh Food Store in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, and Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer. Both teams back to the sidelines. We're getting ready for our second half. Again, Thayer got to cut down on the turnovers and got to get back to scoring the basketball. Thayer only 9 points in the second quarter, and that's when most of those turnovers occurred. Don't know if it was fatigue. It's a very physical Melbourne team, and they're big. Edwards is 6'3", Hammett 6'5", Cale Bray off the bench 6'4", Josh Hammett 6'3", and others. Everybody else 6'1", 6'2". And it'll be a Melbourne ball to open up play here in the third quarter. And they inbound the basketball, got it into Teague. Teague brings it into the front court. Thayer gone to a 1-3-1 matchup zone now. They played the 2-3 in the first half. They've gone 1-3-1 now, and they're matching up out of it. Maybe that'll help cut down on the perimeter shot for Melbourne. Here's Edwards with it. Gives the ball on the right side. Now back outside and around the horn to Teague. Teague looking to penetrate. Kicks it back in the corner. Three ball is up, and it's good. You kidding me? Number 30, Ty Lawrence, didn't score in the first half, and he buries a three-pointer to start the second half. And Melbourne up 10 with 7:26 to go, just underway in the third. Thayer running the offense. Brandon Prince with it on the left side wing. Kicks it outside. Easton Pitts. A little shake and bake. Elevates for a three ball. That was off the front rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Hammett from Melbourne, and here come the Bearcats. Number two, Edwards, races up the floor, hands it back, and gives it up for Brendan Birch. Birch, a long three-pointer. That one's no good, but the rebound comes all the way back out the three-point line. Birch has got it back. That shot was from about 25 feet. Melbourne feeling the hot hands tonight from the perimeter. Teague with the ball on top now for Melbourne. Gives it up, and a long shot by Birch. That one's off the rim and going to cream out of bounds over on the far side. And number 22, Brendan Birch is feeling it from way downtown. Substitution now for Thayer. Riley White will check into the ball game, and Cooper Clark going to get a little rest over on the side. Thayer Bobcats with the ball down by 10, have not scored yet. We played a minute and a half here in this third quarter. Bobcats bounce it over to Riley White on the left side wing. Looking inside, nobody open. He'll swing it across for Prince. Prince going to the rack. Kenneth, and he scores and gets fouled on the play. It's going to be on number 5. That is Hammock. And that is foul number 3 on Malcolm Hammock of Melbourne. And he immediately checks out of the game. Number 20 will go in his place, Cale Bray. And Brandon Prince, his first 2 points of the game. That was a good aggressive move by Brandon from the wing all the way to the bucket. And the free throw is up and no good. Rebound control by Hayden Edwards for Melbourne. Edwards swings it over to Colin Teague. Back over to Edwards on top of the key. Now down to the right corner to Ty Lawrence. They go down low and swinging it outside. Teague has got it back. Little ball fake. Moves to the free throw line. Shoots the jumper and it's good. Colin Teague now with 12 points for Melbourne. Takes over the game high for them. Melbourne back up by 10 again. 37-27. We played 2 minutes here in our third quarter. They are down. They haven't been down much this year. They're down 10 here. Here's Pitts going to fire a three from the wing. It's off the rim. No good. The rebound taken by Edwards. Edwards all the way in the bucket. His shot is blocked by Harrington. Went up with a floater. Harrington went up high to knock it out of the air. Melbourne controls the loose ball. Got it down the corner. Another three ball for Lawrence. That one is no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Controlled by Hollis Deckard for Thayer. Deckard out to Harrington. Harrington looking to go to the bucket. He does. Lays it up off the glass and in. Kevin Harrington, he was bound and determined to get that bucket. Thayer back within 8 with 5:16 to go in the third. Melbourne taking their time, bringing the ball up the floor. They are playing that 1-3-1 matchup zone again. And Teague goes off. Oh, and he throws it away. Brandon Prince with a steal. Bobcats chance to get back within 6 here. Easton Pitts going all the way to the rack. Hangs in the air, shoots, gets fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Couldn't get the shot to go down, and the Bobcats senior point guard will go to the line. Fouls on number 3, Colin Teague for Melbourne. I think that's who they called it on. They haven't posted it up on the board. But I think it was Teague who we're going to give it to. And at the free throw line is Easton Pitts for Thayer. Easton hits the first free throw. That's his first point since the first quarter. And substitution. Tanner Williams will check in. Now Heath Combs checking in for Thayer. Tanner Williams for Melbourne, who's just coming back after an ankle injury, talking to his dad a little bit earlier today. Heath Combs in for Thayer. Second free throw for Pitts is up and good. Easton now with 10 in the game. So two Bobcats in double figures. Pitts and Harrington have had to do all the scoring today. Only 4 points by players other than those two in the game for Thayer. Somebody else got to find a hot hand. Melbourne with the ball. Thayer back within 6. Here's a baseline drive. Nice move, and the shot is good for number 20. That is Cale Bray. That's a beautiful move down the baseline. Laid it up off the window. Melbourne back up 8. Thayer with the ball. Pitts glides on the dribble to the left wing. Fires a 3. That one got blocked. And the loose ball comes off to Melbourne. They swing it on the right side. I give it to the trailer. That is Birch. He shot 2 of them right there earlier, about 30 feet away. Doesn't this time. Gives the ball up. Gives it to Edwards. Edwards cross-court pass. Almost stolen by Prince for Thayer. The ball goes out of bounds off his hands. Melbourne to get it back. 20 on the shot clock. 4:16 to go in the third. Thayer trying to battle back from being down 10 at the half. They're back to within 8 right now. Melbourne with the ball. Williams. A little shake and bake out on top. Who's into the lane. And travel with the basketball. Yeah, it is. In fact, he traveled twice. Once on the spin. Then when he stopped, he picked up the pivot foot. And the officials right there on it. Thayer with the ball. Quick pass up the court to Riley White. Riley kind of bounced it inside to Prince. The ball stolen by Williams. Williams on the drive. All the way to the bucket. Shot gets blocked. But we got a foul called. And they may call this one on. They call it on Riley White. Number 10, Riley White called for the foul for the Thayer Bobcats. First foul on Riley White, Bobcat Jr. But going to the free throw line is Tanner Williams, number 11. First free throw is up, and it's good. Mentioned earlier, Tanner just coming back from a broken ankle. He suffered back in summer ball. Thayer with a substitution. Heath Combs back in the game. Riley White is out. Second free throw for Williams is good. 4 points for Williams. Thayer Bobcats quick up the floor. Got the ball to Heath Combs. On the wing. Gives to Deckard trailing the play. Now Easton Pitts. 3:47 to go in the third. Thayer down by 10. 41-31. Bobcats get it to Brandon Prince. Brandon penetration. Now gives to Harrington in the corner. 3 ball is good. Devin Harrington. Now with 20 in the game, that is his third three-pointer of the night. For the big 6'6 senior from Thayer. And Thayer back to within 7 now, 41-34. Melbourne gets the ball into a seam in the zone, and turnaround jumper is up and good for Colin Teague. That was perfect execution of the offense against the zone. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. East Combs on the right side gives out to Prince for 3. That one is up and good. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Brandon Prince hits a Thayer, or hits a 3 for Thayer, and that makes it a 7-point or 6-point game. 43-37. Thayer trails with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats!"
We're back to Highland, Arkansas, the Bad Boy Mower, Ronnie Brogdon Classic here at the A.L. Hudson Center. Bayer Bobcats are down 6, 43-37, with 3 minutes and 4 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bobcats have trailed by as many as 10 in the game. Melbourne's got the ball back here. They swing it on the right side, down in the corner for Birch. Birch, one dribble, gives it back out top for Edwards. There's a little jump pass, goes down to Teague in the right corner. Bayer jumps out on him. He's had a hot hand from 3-point fall. Here's Edwards for 3 out of the corner. Barely catches iron in the rebound to Hollis Deckard for Thayer. Bobcats on the run. Pitts runs up the floor, gets to the top of the key, kicks it out to Devin Harrington. Fakes a 3, little shake and bake down the left side of the lane, elevates for the shot, and he gets fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Devin Harrington gets fouled on the play by number 2, Hayden Edwards. That'll be the first in the game on Edwards. And the third team foul on Melbourne here in the third quarter. First free throw for Harrington is up and no good. Devin, normally a very good free throw shooter, he struggled a little bit the last couple of ball games. Second free throw is up for the big senior. This one is good. Harrington with 21 in the game, and the Thayer deficit is now 5, 43-38. Deagle walking across the timeline for Melbourne. Hands it off to Tanner Williams, and now to Birch. Birch got it down the right corner, passed in the middle. It's going to be knocked away, but a foul he whistled. Coming over the top, I believe, was Devin Harrington. Yeah, Harrington called for the foul, be his first. Now the 2:14 to go in the third quarter. Melbourne gets a fresh 35 after the foul call, and the inbound ball got out top to Birch. Birch takes it to the left wing for Teague. Teague back over to Birch on the right side. Bobcats have been much better defensively defending the perimeter shot out of the 1-3-1 matchup than they were in the first half in the 2-3. Melbourne with it. Got it down to the left baseline. Now back out on top to Teague. Teague looking to penetrate. Kicks it out. Long 3-point shot is off the front rim. No good. Harrington down the rebound. Devin making a move. Goes into the lane. Is going to get fouled before he can get a shot away. I believe that'll be number 11, Tanner Williams. No, number 22. Call for the foul. That is Brennan Birch. First personal on Birch. Thayer will inbound the ball. Chance to get back to within 3 here with a bucket. Bobcats inbound to Harrington. Harrington gets tied up again. A hell ball will belong to the Thayer Bobcats. There was a low skip pass. Harrington had to go down low to retrieve it. And Melbourne was right there to tie him up on the play. And Pitts again looking to trigger it in for Thayer. Brings it way out front. It goes into the backcourt. Retrieved by Harrington. Minute 35 to go in the third. Thayer trying to get back to within 3 with a bucket here. Or a 2 if somebody hits one from downtown. Bobcats go to the high post for Prince. Prince has the ball knocked away and out of bounds as he made a move down the left side of the lane. Wow, how is that not a foul call one way or the other? That one could have went either way, a charge or a block. Anyway, Thayer looking inbound, and they'll bring it into Harrington with a minute 24 to go. Down to 17 on the shot clock. Here's Pitts out of the corner for 3. It's good. Easton Pitts with another 3. That one brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And the Thayer Bobcats are back to within 2 with a minute 11 to go in the third quarter. Melbourne with it out on top. Teague moves off the screen. They're going to penetrate. Now tries to get rid of it. Now turns around, shoots. That one's short off the front rim. And the rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer with a chance to tie here. We're under a minute to go in the third. Here's Hollis Deckard. Penetrates into the lane. Gives it off to Prince. And he can't hang on. And the loose ball picked up by Melbourne. That was a beautiful pass from Hollis Deckard to Prince cutting down the lane. But he couldn't hang on to the bounce pass. Melbourne swings it around the outside. 25 on the shot clock. 38 on the game clock. Melbourne will have to shoot. Long cross-court pass for him now. Goes to Edwards. Edwards driving down the baseline. Shoots no good. Rebound is out of bounds. That should be... It's going to be going to be Melbourne ball with 26 seconds left in the first half. They got to reset when the ball hit the rim. So Melbourne can hold this for the final shot of the third quarter. 26 seconds remaining in the third. Hammock will check back into the ball game for this possession for Melbourne. Looking to get the ball to the big man in the middle, Kent, and then bring it way out front. Number 22 just going to hold it there. That is Brennan Birch. Burke is swinging on the right side. Number 30, Ty Lawrence holds it out there. 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Again, Thayer down two, trying to keep it there. Burke with it. Now gives it to Tanner Williams. They start a little motion out top. Williams with it. Now 3 seconds. Long three ball is an air ball. And we got a foul called on Melbourne. Number 20 call for a foul. That is Cale Bray. As the ball went over the rim, Easton Pitts went up to catch it. And when he did, Bray just reached out and pulled him to the ground. And Easton Pitts will go to the free throw line and will shoot two free throws. That was the fifth team foul on Melbourne in the third quarter. So Easton Pitts at the line with an opportunity to tie this game. And I'm going to call the Bobcat and Melbourne players back out. There are 0.3 seconds to go in the quarter. Again, 0.3 seconds left. By the way, those of you who may be tuned in, expecting to hear the Mammoth Spring Bears at the Cabool Tournament, we will join that game as soon as this game is over. Easton Pitts at the free throw line to shoot two after he got fouled, and the first one is up and good. Easton now with 14 in the game, 6 here in the third quarter. Hit a 3 just a moment ago and puts up the second free throw for the tie, and it's good. 15 for Easton. Melbourne will inbound, and that'll do it. That's the end of three-quarters of the play. Our score, 43-43. Thayer and Melbourne tied as we head to the fourth quarter here in the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Classic Semifinal. We'll take a timeout. Back with your fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during these snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hirsch's is extending our holiday clothing sale through the 4th. Come pick up what you missed on your list. All Carhartt, Wrangler, and Ariat 20% off. Cinch, Panhandle, and Twisted X products, buy one, get one 50% off. All footwear 20% off, excluding Red Wing and Carhartt. In stock items only. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply is your clothing store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Well, you hear the buzzer. They call them out on the court for our fourth quarter here at the A.L. Hudson Center. Thayer Bobcats and the Melbourne Bearcats. Thayer outscored Melbourne 18-11 in that third quarter. Melbourne cooled off shooting the perimeter shot. And a lot of that had to do with a change in the Bobcat defensive setup. Thayer went to a 1-3-1 matchup coming out of the locker room after playing a 2-3 the entire first half. And Coach Pitts goes back to that old 1-3-1 matchup that he learned playing from Cliff Hawkins and has been teaching for a lot of years at Thayer. And Melbourne will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Here we go. 43-43 our score. Melbourne with the ball. Teague to the right side, gives up in the corner. And that's Lawrence. Lawrence will give it back to Teague. Teague brings it out to Lawrence. And now Tanner Williams. Williams, cross-court pass, goes to Teague. Down low now to Edwards. Edwards in the lane, puts up a shot. Count it. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Devin Harrington. So Edwards gets the bucket, his first of the second half, and a foul on Devin Harrington. That'll be number two on Dev. Thayer with Deckard, Prince, Harrington, and Pitts all with two fouls. Here's the free throw up and good for Hayden Edwards. He's got 14 points. Harrington leads all scorers tonight with 21 for the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer down two with the ball. Pitts goes to the high post for Brandon Prince. Prince brings on left side to Pitts. Down low to Harrington, back down to defender. Little baby hook shot is good. Devin Harrington with 23, and Thayer ties the game at, well, actually, Thayer trails by one, 46-45. That's right, it was a three-point play down there for Edwards. And Melbourne works the ball into the seam of the defense, and right back out Teague in there in the land of the Giants, got rid of it. He's out to Edwards, back to Teague on the left side. Teague looking in the middle, nobody open, swings it out, down to 15 on the shot clock. Melbourne seems to be confused here in the second half against this 1-3-1 Bobcat zone. Here's Williams traveling with the basketball. Yes, they did. Oh, we're going to get a foul call before the shot. Tanner Williams traveling with the basketball, and the officials say after contact. And the foul is going to be on number 21, Hollis Deckard, and that'll be number 3 on Hollis tonight. Melbourne will inbound with a 1-point lead. They bring it in to Ty Lawrence. Lawrence out between the circles. Wanted to go left, now right, now passing left, Edwards. Edwards in the corner to Teague. Goes down the baseline, back out on top. Shot is up, no good. Harrington skies for the rebound. Quick pass up the court. And now, oh, trying to go inside for Combs, and tipped through it a little too hard, and it sails out of bounds. Easton wanted Combs to cut to the bucket. Combs and Easton just living on the wrong page right there. So Melbourne with a 1-point lead in the ball, 6.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Melbourne with it. Tanner Williams in the left corner goes to Teague inside, bounces through the lane to Hammock, and he scores. That's a good play right there. Malcolm Hammock now with 8 points in the game. He is the difference maker for Melbourne at 6'5". Fair with the ball. Harrington will give it to Pitts. Easton looking to penetrate. Pulls up, free throw line, jumpers up off the rim. No good. Rebound to Hammock for Melbourne. Hammock going up the right sideline. Pitts, Combs trying to draw the charge, and they're going to call him for a block. Hammock going to the hole hard. He misses the shot. That's a foul on Heath Combs for the block. Heath was trying to stand in there, but that Hammock kid's a big old boy. And he's kind of leaned a little bit. And calls for the block. And the first free throw for Hammock is no good. 6 minutes to play in the game. Melbourne leads it by 3, 48-45. We've played exactly 2 minutes in this fourth quarter. Thayer's only scored 2 points. Melbourne has scored 5. Here we go. Pitts off to miss free throw. Brings the ball up the floor for Thayer. Hammock missed them both. Here they get to Pitts. Pitts looking inside. Nobody open. As on the left side on the dribble. Then back around, 18 on the shot clock. They go to Prince on top of the key. Brandon gives it to Heath Combs. Combs one dribble. Gets to Harrington. Now to Pitts on the left side. To Harrington. Down the right side of the lane. Elevates for the 10-footer. It's good. Devin Harrington now with 25 in the game. And Thayer back to within one, 48-47. Melbourne walking it up. Oh, quick pass down inside to Hammock. He goes up. Shoots and scores. Bobcats lost Malcolm Hammock down under the bucket, and he has scored 4 points here in the fourth quarter. He's in double figures now with 10. They are down by 3 with the basketball. Easton Pitts out on top. Stops and pops the 3. It's no good. Long rebound is run down in the corner by Hayden Edwards for Melbourne. Here's a pass by Edwards into the lane. Ball poked away. Picked up by Brandon Prince for the Thayer Bobcats. Mayor Bobcats getting a little sense of urgency here now. 4:45 to go in the game. They're down by 3. Easton Pitts goes down to the baseline corner left. Is outside to Prince for 3. That one's off the front rim. No good. And the long rebound bounces right to the Melbourne Bearcats. Melbourne walking up the floor. They can afford to use some clock. Down under 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Number 3 with it. That is Colin Teague. Leans it to Tanner Williams on the left side. Now all the way around on the right side to Ty Lawrence. And now out front. Back to Edwards. He'll swing it back to Williams in the corner. Teague for 3. That one's up off the rim. No good. And Harrington down with another rebound. Devin leads the break the other way. Pulls up. Gives it to Hollis. Deckard steps into a 3. It's no good. Brandon Prince with a rebound. In the corner to Harrington for the tie. It's good. Devin Harrington with another 3, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And with 3:40 to play in the game, we're tied at 50. Thayer and Melbourne, like a couple of heavyweights going at it. Melbourne with the ball. Out on top is Teague. He'll swing it to Tanner Williams on the right side. Back to Teague on top. Now left side to Ty Lawrence. Goes down on the baseline to Edwards. Back out to the wing for Lawrence and around on the right side now. Thayer still playing that 1-3-1 matchup. Here Lawrence penetrates, gets the ball outside. 3-point shot is up, no good. Easton Pitts down with the rebound. And here come the Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Pitts at midcourt. Defense jumps out on him, and they foul him in the open floor. Trying to turn him and get the steal. And the foul is going to be called, I believe. on number three. Yes, it was. That is Colin Teague. That'll be number two on Teague. First team foul on Melbourne here in the fourth quarter. Bayard's been called for three. Bobcats make a substitution. Cooper Clark back in the game. Cooper sat for a long time. Hollis Decker did a nice job while he was in there. There, Bobcats with the ball, a tie game. 3 minutes to go. Easton Pitts goes down to the baseline, left corner. On the dribble, feeds it back out front to Cooper Clark. Now Brandon Prince. Prince, give it up to Harrington. Bayard down to 19 on the shot clock. Here's Pitts going to the bucket, lays it up. No, but he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line and shoot two more. Fouls on number 11, Tanner Williams. That'll be the first foul of the game on Williams, along with his 4 points. And Easton Pitts will go to the free throw line for Thayer. Easton has scored 15 points tonight, 5 of those from the free throw line. He's also hit a pair of three-pointers for Thayer. Well, Pitts, the senior, puts the first one up. It is good. The Thayer Bobcats are back on top. 51-50 with 2:47 to play in the game. Looking to get to the championship of the Maverick Division here in the Bad Boy Classic. 17 for Pitts as he hits number two, and Thayer up by two again after trailing by as many as 10 in the ballgame. Albert with it on the right side. Here's Edwards. Ooh, almost lost the handle. Gives it up in the corner. That is Hammock. Hammock down to Edwards. Elevates for the shot. No good. The rebound taken by Devin Harrington and Fayer with a chance to add to the lead here. Easton Pitts looking to bring it up out of the backcourt. Working against Teague. Taking it to the right side. Pitts moving off the screen out top. Gives over to Cooper Clark. Cooper moves to the elbow with a dribble drive. Looking to get rid of it. Does to Pitts. Fakes the three like he always does. And now back to now. Down to 13 on the shot clock. They are trying to set something up here. 2 minutes to go. Here goes Pitts on the penetration move, and he traveled with the basket off. And Coach Matt Pitts says, are you kidding me? And the official. And we're going to get a timeout call. Melbourne taking a timeout here. Thayer 52, Melbourne 50 with a minute 59 to go in the game here at the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland, Arkansas. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
And we're back at the Bad Boy Classic, Thayer Bobcats. Lead by two, 52-50, with a minute 59 to go. The winner of this game will play the winner of the game between Osceola and Sloan Hendricks, which is coming up later this evening in the championship of the Maverick Division here in the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Classic. Melbourne called that timeout. They've got the ball here. Down by two, minute 56 to go. 30 on the shot clock as they cross the timeline. Bobcats defense has been the difference here in the second half after Thayer trailed by 10 at one point. Here's a three ball for Teague. It's good to the top of the key. Colin Teague rips a big three for Melbourne, and the Bearcats are back on top with a minute 35 to play in the game. Pitts will bring it up the floor for Thayer. Give it to Harrington on the right side wing. Kevin, he's over to Cooper Clark out between the circles, and now Coach Pitts wants a timeout to draw something up. Minute 26 to go in the ball game. Thayer down by one. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
And we're back here, the Thayer Bobcats again, down by one with the ball. Minute 26 to go in the fourth quarter. 21 on the shot clock. We'll break the huddle here. Thayer Bobcat basketball brought to you in part by your Bobcat boosters. They include Thayer Ready Mix, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Charlotte Allen, along with Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Toyota of West Plains, Nicholson Farms, Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward in Springfield, and Big D's Barbecue LLC in Cater. Thayer Bobcats inbound the ball. A dribble play just for this occasion, down by one. Pitts, top of the key, wanted to shoot the three, couldn't get open. We're down to 9 seconds now on the shot clock. Cooper Clark with the top of the key, going down to Pitts, pulls out 17-footer. No good. Rebound taken by Melbourne, and the Bearcats, with 1 minute to play, have got the ball and the one-point lead. They'll swing it on the right side. Only three team fouls on Thayer. You can't foul them, put them at the line. They get the ball to Hammock in the corner. Hammock will bring it out, swing it around on top for Teague. 17 on the shot clock. Now Melbourne got it back out to Teague. Hit a big three to give him the lead a moment ago. Now throws it in the lane. Ball is deflected and out of bounds off the hand. Oh, it is. It's Thayer Bobcat ball. Ball was deflected by Brandon Prince and then went off of one of the Melbourne Bearcats. And the officials confer and say, yep, Thayer Bobcat ball. Thayer's got it. Down by one, 53-52. 33 seconds to play, and the Bobcats call a timeout. Timeout on the floor with 32.7 seconds to go. We'll keep it right here at the A.L. Hudson Center. There's more games coming up here tonight, folks, and I think they'll all be as good as this one. See, Louis, later on tonight, it'll be Osceola to play Sloan Hendricks. The winner of that one will play the winner of this one for the Maverick Division Championship. And in the Outlaw Division, Jonesboro takes on Texas Storm, and Marion, Arkansas, will play North Little Rock. That's the big school division, and well, I tell you, watch those guys warm up. It's big-time basketball. Of course, we all know Jonesboro, one of the best teams in the state of Arkansas. North Little Rock, not too shabby either. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game today, including Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Thayer. 280-7466 for Big D's Barbecue. American Family Insurance, Jesse Tucker in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza, West Plains, and Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. All right, Thayer will inbound the ball. 28 on the shot clock, 32 in the game. Ball goes to Hollis Decker. Gives it to Cooper Clark. Clark to Pitt. They're going to bounce it inside. No. Here's Cooper Clark driving down the middle of the lane. We get a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Melbourne. Oh, they call an offensive foul on Cooper. Cooper Clark called for the offensive foul on the drive. And we're going to get another timeout. 20 seconds to play in the game. Melbourne with a one-point lead and the ball. We'll take a break. No, let's stay right here. It's only a 30-second timeout. All right, so Thayer Bobcats have got to get the ball back here. 20 seconds to go. Thayer down by one. Melbourne doesn't have to shoot at the win. I think if you're Thayer, you've committed four team fouls, so you foul them, put them at the free throw line. Worst they could do is go up by three. You could tie it in the final few seconds. I don't know if that's what Coach Pitts is drawing up or not. Thayer probably going to go with some kind of full court pressure here to force Melbourne to move the ball up the floor. We'll see. Crowd on the edge of its seat here. It's been a dandy ball game. Thayer's trailed by as many as 10, led by as many as 6. Trailed by 1 now. Thayer, a little bit of full court pressure, 2-2-1 zone. Melbourne looking inbound, and they get it in for Edwards. Now to Tanner Williams in the backcourt. And Easton Pitts comes up, tried to foul him, no call. Now we get a foul at midcourt. 14 seconds to play. Foul will be on Thayer Bobcats. They call it on Brandon Prince. Really doesn't matter. Third foul on Prince. Number 11, Tanner Williams at the free throw line, trying to add to the one-point lead for Melbourne. First one is up, and it is good. Tanner with 5 points in the game tonight, shooting for number six. But we're going to get a timeout. Coach Pitt's going to ice the shooter. We'll take a timeout with him. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
Well, these two teams met earlier this year. The final score was 54-51. Thayer won by three. Melbourne had a three-point shot at the buzzer that rolled off the rim. No good, that would have tied it. We've got 14 seconds left. Melbourne leads 54-52. Tanner Williams to shoot a free throw, trying to make it a three-point lead, and Thayer will get probably one final shot, a three if he makes it to tie, or maybe a two to tie. A lot of it depends on what Tanner Williams does here. And the free throw is on the way. It is good. He drained it. Thayer Bobcats will inbound the ball. They get it to Easton Pitts. Runs up the floor. Thayer needs a three to tie. Pitts going to the bucket. Gets to Harrington for three. It's off the rim. No good. Melbourne with the rebound. No, we got a whistle and a foul first. After the missed shot by Harrington, rebound came down to Melbourne, and immediately Hammock was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Now, if he hits one of these, it's a two-possession game. If he misses them both, Thayer's still in business, and he hits one. Malcolm Hammett, 11 points in the game. That's his fourth made free throw, and he shoots another one. It's good. And the Melbourne Bearcats, in 5 seconds, are going to beat the Thayer Bobcats. There's Easton Pitts racing up the floor. Long three-point shot. The buzzer is off the front rim. No good. And that's the final. 57-52. Dandy ball game, but the Thayer Bobcats come up short here in the semifinals of the Maverick Division in the Bad Boy Mower Ronnie Brogdon Classic. We'll be back with your Thayer Bobcat postgame report powered by Thayer Decorating Downtown in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating Downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And we're back after the ball game. We're going to wrap it up pretty quick here because I know we want to get to the Mammoth Spring game up at the Kabula Holiday Tournament. Thayer goes down to defeat today, 57-52, your final. They were outscored in the fourth quarter, 14-9. Had a shot to take the lead, down by one late, couldn't convert. And then they were down by two late, couldn't get the tie. Down by three, couldn't get the shot to tie. Melbourne, and take your hats off to the Melbourne Bearcats, they came to play ball tonight. These two teams had played twice this year, and both games had come right down to the final shot, and this time Melbourne gets the better of it. We're going to be joined here by Coach Matt Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats. Coach, that's a tough one to lose.
Oh, great game. I mean, both teams played well. When we knew it would be one of those type games, they shot it so well early. Then they got to missing some, and then we couldn't get anything really easy because nothing was easy. But, no, that was a great game, just like we thought it would be, and both teams had a chance to win. They just made a play when they needed to make one.
Yeah, and I thought when you switch from the 2-3, which you played in the first half, to more of the traditional 1-3-1, it seemed like it kind of turned the tide a little bit.
Yeah, maybe a little. I mean, it just we got some different guys in there, got a little quicker. But, no, I thought our effort was good. They played really good. They're a good team.
Yeah, we talked earlier today. You said you thought they were the second-best team next to Rogersville that we played this year.
I really believe they are, yeah. I mean, you know, they had a guy or two back they didn't have when we played them the first time that were difference makers. And no, we got better today. I just hate taking the loss, but that's how it works sometimes.
All right, so have they ever told you yet what time you'll play tomorrow?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw Jeremy run around a while ago. He said we're getting ready to make that decision, but we don't know yet.
I'll let you know as soon as I know.
Okay. Well, I think the old coach, he may have an update here. So you'll play at 6:45 tomorrow, and you get the loser of the game between Osceola and Sloan Hendricks.
That won't be easy either.
No, it won't. Sloan Hendricks, those boys get up and down the court.
Yep, shoot it. It'll be either way. It'll be a great game.
All right. So overall performance by the Thayer Bobcats today.
Yeah, I thought we played pretty well, honestly. We got behind, dug ourselves a hole. They made, like I said, they shot it so well in the first half, it made it hard because down there they didn't shoot it that good. Today they did shoot it that good, and multiple guys made shots. We had multiple guys make plays. It just didn't go our way today. But effort-wise, I was pleased. We just didn't come out with a W.
All right, thanks, Coach. Thanks. Matt Pitts, head coach of the Thayer Bobcats. Again, Thayer goes down to defeat today. 57-52 is your final. They'll play at 6:45 tomorrow in the third-place game of a Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Classic. Hope you've enjoyed the game this afternoon. I know we need to get to Kabul as we got the Mammoth Spring Bears playing up there in the quarterfinals. And I'll just wrap it up here real quick. Again, Thayer loses today 57-52. Bobcats were led by Devin Harrington with 28 points, 17 for Easton Pitts, 5 for Brandon Prince, and 2 for Cooper Clark. For the Melbourne Bearcats, they were led by Colin Teague. He had 17 in the game, 14 for Hayden Edwards. Malcolm Hammock had 12, 3 for Brennan Birch, 6 for Tanner Williams, including 2 free throws to ice the game. Kale Bray with 4 and a 3 for Ty Long. I'm going to wrap it up from here for Lucas back in the studio. I'm Red Bull Mike Trey. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcat Basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sport Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, precision machining, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. At Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
And welcome back here to Kabul High School, and thanks for our listeners here on K-Country 95 for joining us now. And on the gift, we are set to go with our second half of basketball. Mammoth Spring Bears will come out. Looks like same five that started the ball game. Well, right now I only see four. There's Braxton. He is taking his time over there on the bench. Now he'll come back out. It will be Eminence basketball to start the second half. Mammoth Spring with a one-point lead. 23-22. Red Wings also going back, or as their starters on.